We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Panther Sports Network from Learfield, this is Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley. Brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Now, here's the voice of the Panthers, Gary Rima.
Good evening, Panther fans. It is Bison Week. I am Brad Wells in for Gary Rima, and this will be a fun show here today. A big contest coming up for the UNI Panther football team. UNI ranked 12th in the country, heads on the road to take on North Dakota State, ranked 5th in the coaches' poll this week, a top 15 battle. As both teams opened Missouri Valley Football Conference play last week, both teams got a victory, and they will duel it out to decide who gets their first conference loss of the season. The UNI Panthers coming off a dominant victory over Youngstown State. The Panthers won 34-7 in their second straight home game last weekend. Homecoming, a Panther victory for UNI. UNI led 31-0 at the end of the first half, and slowed down a little bit offensively in that second half. We'll talk to Coach Farley about that, as he's always looking for an area to keep his guys focused and locked in. But the UNI Panthers got the win, held Jaleel McLaughlin to just 20 rushing yards in that football game, as that UNI defense was flying all over the football field. And then UNI got the running game going big time. Dom Williams leading the way, 119 yards, including a touchdown run of 58 yards. We'll relive that play all coming up. Quan Hampton had 4 catches, 59 yards. Isaiah Weston, Vance McShane, each with a receiving TD. And Bradrick Shaw with a touchdown on the run, on the ground as well. So UNI's defense was playing well, held Demetric Crenshaw in check, 198 yards passing for him. 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions, though, as that UNI defense continues to give us plenty of good things to talk about, including Spencer Cuvalier. 17 tackles for Cuvy and the Missouri Valley Football Conference Defensive Player of the Week, as he just comes up big play after big play every single time he's out there on the field. 2.5 tackles for a loss in that football game, a pass breakup as well for Spencer Cuvelier. Also had Alfonso Lambert playing a fantastic linebacker. 9 tackles for him, a tackle for a loss, as the linebacker core just so solid. Bryce Flader, 7 tackles for him as he came in late in that football game, and shows that he's pretty darn close to his old self. Riley Van Wy playing fast, 6 tackles, had one of the 2 interceptions for the UNI Panthers. Those 4 linebackers right there, those are your top 4 tacklers in the football game for the UNI defense. And a fantastic play up front in that defensive line position. Well, a couple of highlights here for the UNI football team as we come into this matchup with North Dakota State. On the season, 3 interceptions for Benny Sapp III. He leads UNI in turnovers, ranks 5th in all of FCS football, as Sapp finished with an interception against Sacramento State, 2 against St. Thomas. The Panthers added 2 interceptions in that Youngstown State game. Sapp was not one of them. Defenses may stop throwing the football his way, Panther fans. That's one thing that you may see happen, maybe avoiding number 9 for the UNI Panthers. Dom Williams, 7.22 yards per carry average. That is 2nd best in the Missouri Valley Football Conference and 8th nationally in yards per carry. We mentioned Cuvelier's Defensive Player of the Week honor. He also has 11.8 tackles per game. That is 2nd best in the Missouri Valley Football Conference, as the UNI Panther offense just rolling in that first half. We'll talk about that 31-0 first half performance against Youngstown State in the 34-7 win. The UNI Panthers, they have won 3 straight games. We'll talk with Coach Mark Farley about that 3-game win streak. And, man, a road ahead looks tough in this Missouri Valley Football Conference. And number 5, North Dakota State, next on the list. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff on Saturday the 9th. Our pregame coverage starts at 12 o'clock. Gary Rima will be up in Fargo, North Dakota, with your play-by-play coverage. North Dakota State, they'll be coming in excited, and they'll be riding the waves of a Hall of Fame weekend for them. But this series, it'll be the 55th meeting between North Dakota State and UNI, as UNI 1-6 in the Fargo Dome in the last 11 meetings, as North Dakota State has had the Panthers' number and gotten us 10 out of the last 11 times. Last year, you might remember, Christian Watson had a 100-yard kickoff return to erase a 6-0 deficit. North Dakota State led the rest of the way, ended up pulling out the victory 23-20. That was here in the Unidome. The Panthers would love to return the favor and hand the Bison their first loss of the season. In other UNI Panther athletics news, UNI volleyball is on the road this weekend, as their games will be coming from Southern Illinois and Missouri State. You can check that coverage out at unipanthers.com. And some soccer action as well for the UNI Panthers, as this weekend, a home game on the 9th, 1 o'clock. So if you feel like taking in UNI Panthers soccer, bring the headphones, listen to UNI football, kick off at 1, and soccer gets things started at 1 o'clock as well. That's the weekend ahead for UNI Panther athletics. We'll take a break. We'll be back as Coach Farley will be joining us, and you'll have an opportunity to ask him a question. You can give us a call at 319-235-1540 and ask Coach Farley anything you have as far as concerns or pleasures with this UNI Panther football team. Well, Panther fans, LockNet Managed IT is here to create solutions, solve problems, and help our customers work smarter. And they've been doing it for 60 years. This football season, they're partnering with the UNI Panthers and the United Way of the Cedar Valley, teaming up for the community. LockNet Managed IT is located here in the Cedar Valley and believe in the power of true partnership. For more information, visit LockNetManagedIT.com. All right, we will take a break, and we will come back as we'll hear from Coach Farley. We'll relive some of our plays of the game from UNI's 34 to 7 win over Youngstown State. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley.
Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go is mealtime made easy. Just order delicious meals online for convenient curbside pickup or have it delivered. Want breakfast? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Need lunch? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Doing dinner? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Get pancakes, burgers, fried chicken, lasagna, Hai Chai Asian dishes, sushi, pizza, and more. If you're craving it, Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go has it with curbside pickup or delivery. Order today at Hy-Vee.com/mealtime.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
The Other Place is your number one pizza and sports destination when it comes to watching and cheering the Panthers on to victory. With locations throughout the Cedar Valley, we've got you covered. Since 1970, The Other Place has been a proud supporter of UNI Athletics. And during these crazy times, don't forget that the College Hill location delivers to your Panther party at home. Check out our hours and menus online at theotherplace.com. That's theotherplace.com.
At MidAmerican Energy, we harvest the wind to provide you with clean, affordable energy. But did you know our commitment to wind energy also creates jobs and generates millions in local revenue? That's money your community can use to fix roads, support first responders, and improve schools. MidAmerican Energy's commitment to renewable energy delivers positive results for our state. And it's one more way we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
You know when your internet works, your life works. Living with unreliable internet or slow speeds is a hassle you can't afford. So, don't settle for subpar service. Get Extreme Internet and transform your whole home. With Extreme powered by Mediacom, you can enjoy speeds from 60 meg up to an incredible 1 gig, intelligent whole home Wi-Fi, and unbeatable reliability. You want great internet at a great price? Give us a call at 844-4FASTER and talk to the Extreme Internet pros today.
Speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies.
Stay ever loyal and be game day ready at the UNI Bookstore. We are the number one seller with the largest selection of Panther gear. We have something for everyone. The UNI Bookstore has everything you need, whether you're in the stands or at home cheering on the Panthers. From tailgating games to UNI sweatshirts, tees, and more, the UNI Bookstore is your one-stop shop for textbooks, Panther gear, and more. Visit us on the Hill in Cedar Falls or online at UNIBookstore.com. Go Panthers!
Get defensive, UNI fans. Monday nights during football season, Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub has a deal for you. Buy one brick oven pizza at regular price and get your second for a price determined by the UNI Panther football team. For each yard the UNI defense allows in Saturday's game, on Monday you pay 1 cent for your second pizza. So if UNI gives up 184 yards, your second pizza is only $1.84. Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub.
On the Panther Sports Network, this is Panther Football.
Welcome back to Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley. I am Brad Wells, and filling in for Coach Farley for just a little bit here while Coach Farley wraps up practice is Keenan Brookings. He is the cornerback coach for the UNI Panther football team, also a UNI Panther alum, one of many on the staff, graduated in 2017. And Keenan, I told you I was going to introduce you in a nice way. This is how I'm going to do it here. We're going to go back to this last Saturday's game against Youngstown State. This is Penguins football with a 4th-and-2. Here's a four down opportunity. The offense is going to get a chance. Crenshaw's going to try and throw for it. He throws it up, and it's incomplete. Austin Evans had the inside coverage on Andrew Ogletree, and the UNI defense holds.
Yeah, great job, Austin Evans. Ogletree gave him a little hesitation off of the line as if it was going to be a quarterback run kind of read option. And then he tried to pick up speed. Great job by Austin Evans on reading that.
Panther football. Keelan, we've got that secondary playing really, really well. Talk about a couple of your guys. Let's start with Austin Evans here, as he's one of your upperclassmen that's doing a fantastic job out there at corner.
Man, yes, Austin's a great kid, great young person to be around. He works hard, cares about it, very technique sound. You know, I worry about at practice, I'm like, Austin, what you doing? He's like, I'm a little bored right now, coach. I'm like, okay, how do I challenge you right now to continue to get you better? But in the games, he's locked in. He's ready to go. He's a leader in our group, leader in our room. He comes in and takes the time each day to come in and watch film and ask questions. You know, he's just one of those guys that you're always rooting for to continue to get better. And he wants to get better, and that's the biggest thing in football, is to make sure those kids continue to want to get better day in and day out.
A fifth-year senior out of Kansas City, Missouri, you have those guys that are upperclassmen. Talk about the leadership qualities that he brings to that whole group. Is he one of those guys that people listen to?
Yes, without a doubt. Austin's a leader by example more than his words. You know, he's going to sit there and show you how to practice, show you the great techniques to go in and go out to be successful. He doesn't really talk as much, but when he does get talking, you know, he's that guy that people go to tell him their issues. He's going to pray for him. He's a Christian man, which is great as a coach to have, because you got someone that's going to have your back to pray for you as well. You know, he's just a wonderful person, and kids gravitate to him because he's funny. He smiles a lot, and he just, like I said, he's someone you always want to be around.
Very friendly. It was a fantastic interview. I got to talk to him at Media Day at the start of the season. Also in your cornerbacks group, we'll expand from this in just a bit, but also in your cornerbacks group, Omar Brown on the other side. He's a guy a lot of teams for the last 2 years now, what, since his freshman year or maybe his first six games even, teams now start to avoid throwing the football his way.
Yeah, that's a great thing. I tell him, he comes to me at games like, Coach, I'm bored. I'm like, they'll come at you. You just got to be ready when they do come at you. But he's a kid that every day he's trying to figure something new to get better at. He sends me clips while I'm at work, and he's at class, or hopefully he's not in class. But
in between, I'm sure it's in between the classes.
Yeah. I just don't get a text from like, it's a clip of, hey, Coach, can we work on this? Or I saw this receiver doing this, and he's one of those kids. He's always hungry for it. You know, we got to turn in our room, be a dog, and always be great at everything you do. And he takes that to a whole nother level. He's always out there, stays after practice to run, stays after practice, does his techniques and drills, and the great thing about Omar that people don't see is he brings those young guys with him. He's going to go out there and do it. He's going to ask you. And at some point, they're going to go, okay, this is what made Omar successful. Now I'm going to do it. And he goes out there and he shows them the techniques, the correct way to do it. This is what the coach is like. This is how comfortable doing it. You at one of those, Omar's one of those kids that you go out there and let him play. And you teach him. He's going to never make the same mistake twice. As a coach, it's always great to have, because I tell him one thing, I never got to worry about telling him another thing again.
He had a big play early in the football game. It was a play where Crenshaw, the Youngstown State quarterback, broke like four or five tackles. Our defensive lineman was closing in, broke a bunch of tackles, and through all the excitement and the big crowd inside the Unidome cheering, he sees a receiver wide open downfield, and he throws it up for grabs, and Omar probably has an oh crap moment.
Yeah, he
retreats,
did.
But he makes a fantastic play on that football.
Yeah, that was a big dog play. That was a veteran play. You know, he was supposed to be in the thirds, but our D line did a great job by flushing the quarterback out. And we got to do as a DB as our job is to make sure we don't allow deep passes and big plays. And Omar is doing a great job of tracking the ball in the air. He has great recovery and makeup speed, and that was a wonderful play by him. I was super excited on the sideline. I thought he picked it. As soon as the ball was in the air, I was like, oh, that's picked. That's Omar's side. I'm good.
This is Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley. We are talking with Keelan Brookings, the UNI football defensive backs coach, working with the cornerbacks this year. A 2017 UNI Panther football team. Third year on the coaching staff officially. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Talk about just that whole secondary. We talked a little bit about the different interceptions that we have coming up. What do you like about just the entire secondary, the cornerbacks, the safeties, all bringing it together this year?
I think the the most thing I like about that secondary is how close they are on and off the field and how close they are with the other 11 on the field. They're close with the D-line, they're close with the linebackers. That unit right there, our first team, our second team, they're close and they care about each other. And they care about going out there practice it hard so they go out there and make plays and go out there and be successful. And I think when you get a group like that, it's kind of easy to coach because you're like, you want to be out here. You want to do this. So as a coach, I got to make sure I give my best ability to make sure you're in the right place to go out there and make those plays. And those kids, they come in and watch film with Coach JJ with the safeties, the corners with me, and they're there early. They stay late. They stay after practice to work on their whatever things they need to go work on. And they go out there and practice, and they practice at full speed every play. And it goes in the game. The shows in the game comes very easy for them.
Well, you can tell that they're prepared when they're out there playing, running around the football. Benny Sapp, 3 interceptions. Also in that secondary, Mooney with an interception this season. Stephen Black with an interception in a home football game earlier. All right, last question here. Coach Farley just walked in, and he loves talking, but I'm going to give you one more question here, Keelan. From St. Paul, Minnesota originally, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me a recruiting pitch that you would have to talking to somebody up in your hometown of the Twin Cities area.
I think when how young I am, I always got to use personal experiences with recruiting. So I always talk about how, yeah, I went to Wisconsin. I graduated with my bachelor's degree from Wisconsin. But the young man you see standing before your child in your home and wanting to recruit your son was a product of UNI. The reason I became a young coach, the reason I got into coaching because of the staff at UNI, they helped develop me. And the same thing that we have with me, they have with hundreds and thousands of other kids that they've worked with over the years. I just got to be the one that came back in coaching. So when you talk to your son, when I'm talking to him, I wanted to make sure that mom and that dad feels secure, like, okay, what are they going to do with my son after football? What if football's not going correctly? What's they don't have that plan with football? What's their backup plan? Your backup plan is wherever you want to go. And as a coach, my goal is to get you to all your goals and dreams. I'm going to make sure that you have that.
That's fantastic. Keelan, thanks a lot for filling in. I tell you what, since you did such a good job filling in on Coach Farley's radio show, on Saturday, if Coach Farley can't make it to the game, you can be acting head coach. Coach, can you give me a thumbs up on that? All right. Yeah, okay.
I'll make Keelan. Sure he's there. Yeah. That time. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's Keelan Brookings. He is the cornerback's coach for the UNI Panther defense. We'll take a break. We'll come back. UNI head football coach Mark Farley is coming up next. This is Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now, you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
The Other Place is your number one pizza and sports destination when it comes to watching and cheering the Panthers on to victory. With locations throughout the Cedar Valley, we've got you covered. Since 1970, The Other Place has been a proud supporter of UNI Athletics. And during these crazy times, don't forget that the College Hill location delivers to your Panther party at home. Check out our hours and menus online at theotherplace.com. That's theotherplace.com.
Did you know that as a Mid-American Energy customer, nearly half of your life is powered by the wind energy we provide? That means when you're at home fixing a snack, or at work sending emails, you're using wind energy. Investing in wind helps us keep your rates low. Renewable wind energy. It's clean, affordable, and powerful. And it's one more way Mid-American Energy is obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Get your COVID-19 and flu vaccines at your local Hy-Vee pharmacy. It's easy, convenient, and there's no appointment necessary. And when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you get a 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver reward. That's right, get a 20-cent Fuel Saver reward when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, you can save time and even schedule an appointment in advance at Hy-Vee.com/my-pharmacy.
Hy-Vee is here to help you stay healthy. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 and the flu at Hy-Vee today.
Right now at Subway restaurants, try the $5.99 meal of the day. Every day it's a different 6-inch sub plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $5.99. Come in any day of the week for one of your favorites, like sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Monday or turkey breast on Wednesday, made on your choice of bread with any veggies and sauces you want. Then add chips and a 20-ounce drink and you've got the $5.99 meal of the day. A great meal at a great price every day of the week, only at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Stay ever loyal and be game day ready at the UNI Bookstore. We are the number one seller with the largest selection of Panther gear. We have something for everyone. The UNI Bookstore has everything you need, whether you're in the stands or at home cheering on the Panthers. From tailgating games to UNI sweatshirts, tees, and more, the UNI Bookstore is your one-stop shop for textbooks, Panther gear, and more. Visit us on the Hill in Cedar Falls or online at unibookstore.com. Go Panthers!
Get defensive, UNI fans. Monday nights during football season, Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub has a deal for you. Buy one brick oven pizza at regular price and get your second for a price determined by the UNI Panther football team. For each yard the UNI defense allows in Saturday's game, on Monday you pay 1 cent for your second pizza. So if UNI gives up 184 yards, your second pizza is only $1.84. Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub.
Downfield, despite being down 17-0, some young quarterbacks, redshirt freshman like he is, will try to make the big play in one play. He's doing a good job of not doing that.
Crenshaw looks for the quick hitter. Now the football comes out. This is a fumble. And your guess is as good as mine as to who has it. Purple jerseys would tell you it's UNI football. And guess who comes up with it? Our CFU Panther watch, Jared Brinkman.
It pays to be around the football. You know, sometimes you don't get the quarterback, but things can happen and it leads to other positive plays. Crenshaw, this is going to be interesting. It looks like he's kind of pump faking and then gets hit. So sometimes that can, you know, lead to second guessing or replays coming in and people...
That is the UNI Panther defensive line having an impact on the football game as Jared Brinkman came up with the fumble recovery. Devin Rice knocked it out as the UNI Panther defense came up with a number of turnovers. Once again, that fumble recovery and a couple of interceptions as UNI head football coach Mark Farley is here with us. And, Coach, that defense pitched a shutout in the first half and darn near got through that whole fourth quarter as well, late touchdown by Youngstown State, but that defensive line, it really starts there, doesn't it? Just how tough this UNI defense is playing.
Absolutely, always does. It starts at the line of scrimmage, and our front four have done a tremendous job, and it allows a Cuvalier to have the kind of opportunity he's getting, his number of tackle he's getting. But without your front four doing their job and getting the penetration and doing what they need to do to keep guys from climbing, it really allows your linebackers to look good. But it's a unit, and they're playing well as a unit.
It is a unit. It seems like it's all four guys, even five or six, seven guys that rotate in there. Jared Brinkman, of course, last year's Valley Defensive Player of the Year. You've got Tim Butcher on the inside at tackle. Bronte Wells, Caden Hotelling, Devin Rice coming off the outside. It's just fun to see how complimentary they are of each other.
They are, and they are. You know, we've had a couple guys hurt through there. The next guy steps in. But Brinkman and Butcher have been so consistent in the middle between the two of them. But without, you know, Caden and Bronte and Devin on the edges, I mean, those there's a lot of rotation going on there because you need to stay fresh. And Coach Bryce Pop does a great job with these guys to get them all ready to play. And then last week we even got to play Creeps, and we got to play a couple other guys that, you know, have done a good job for us as well in that front. And as they continue to get better, you know, even Sean Wendell, who had an opportunity to play, did a good job. So the guys are stepping up because they're preparing well and they're preparing right, and that gives them an opportunity to be productive.
How much bigger of a test is it this week? You faced a dynamic quarterback in Youngstown State's Crenshaw, but North Dakota State, this Quincy Patterson, a transfer from Virginia Tech, a 3-touchdown performance in their conference opener, a win over North Dakota. Similar, is this a big step up from Youngstown State?
Oh, this is a great football team, and I don't want to get into comparing them, but you asked about the quarterback, tremendous athlete. Might be, if not one of the fastest, if not the fastest guy on the football field. Tremendous speed, tremendous size, got a rocket arm, and it was really was productive for him last week for his football team. So he does very well. Everything revolves around their offensive line. You know, no matter who they play at quarterback in these other positions, they've all done well, but their offensive line is a dominant force as well. So we really have to be prepared. We really have to not only be prepared physically, mentally, the whole thing, because this is one of those games that they've got a great offensive line, two great tight ends, and do a lot of damage to people.
What do you see from them offensively? I know last week Patterson, their quarterback, had 92 rushing yards, just 48 passing yards. He was 4 of 10 passing. Is it a run heavy, as they have the number one rushing offense in all of FCS football, averaging 317 yards a game? Does it seem like they're just sticking with the running game because it's working? Or is this a team built to run the football?
No, they're built to run the football. It's who they are. So this revolves around throwing the football. But yet, you know, they do a lot of they take their shots, and when they take their shots, they're productive because they're so good at running the football.
It's going to be it's always a great test. You mentioned how physical it's going to be, man. At that line of scrimmage, the defensive line definitely is going to be tested. You mentioned how big and how strong the offensive line is. What do you see from North Dakota State's offensive line? Is this a group that seems to be gelling, playing together really well? I believe it's all upperclassmen in that starting five.
North Dakota State's offensive
yes.
line? Oh,
yes.
Absolutely. And they're powerful players, and they do a great job of, because they know what they're doing, and they're very successful doing it, and then they got some big backs to go with it.
The group of defensive linemen you have, is it easy to challenge them to continue to get better week after week?
I think the challenge for them is to make sure they prepare at the highest level they can. Their talent is, you're not going to change their strength right now in some of the things, but you can change their perspective and their prep, so they're more prepared for, you know, cues, tips, little things like that make a difference. When you get to a high level and you've been around a while, you tend to pick up the little things that make a big difference. It's not the big things. It's when you're young, you're learning just where you go and who you block and where you belong in gaps and things like that. The older you get, the more you get in precise and define your play, whether it be foot movement, hand movement, those types of things. And it's reactionary because you practice it so much. So how you prepare is what makes a difference.
Spencer Cuvelier, Missouri Valley Football Conference Defensive Player of the Week, 17 tackles. Coach, I know he likes to credit the defensive line, the secondary, his fellow linebackers for helping make his job easier. But Spencer himself, how is he playing this season?
He's playing excellent. I mean, you don't get 17 tackles without not playing excellent. I mean, that's a lot of tackles. And so he's where he belongs in the defense. He gets the defense lined up where we need to be. And the guys feed off him because he's a great leader, because he's a great person. Not because he's a great player. He's a great leader because he's a great person.
That defense coming up with turnovers, Coach, they just keep producing. I mean, how much do you work on creating fumbles, going after the football when you're going to make a tackle during the week, now that we're into the season?
Well, it's part of the prep. It's part of what we do. I don't know that we sit there and talk about it all the time, but it's part of who we are. It's what we do every Tuesday, and it's just part of our routine. We've got a routine of what we do on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We stick to that routine, I think consistency is more efficient, and efficiency creates a better players. And we want to be efficient with the time we have with them, and we got to be great teachers. And part of that is, if you see production, whatever you're doing seems to be taking root, and there's no question that turnover-wise, we've been very successful so far.
Coach, you came in on the end of my conversation with Keelan Brookings, one of a number of UNI Panther graduates on this staff. Talk about Keelan as a young coach in his third year with you. Came and finished his football career here as a UNI Panther. What do you see out of Keelan Brookings?
I see a young man really maturing as a teacher, maturing as a recruiter. He's always been a great man. That's part of him. His family is awesome. Keelan is awesome, as you could tell by how he spoke and you know, the conviction he has. Those things are very important to him, and he's a family type person. It was real easy to bring Keelan back as a coach because, you know, we're at the stage now, at least I've been doing this as long as here at UNI, that I want to give our former players an opportunity that I got. And it starts with being a young coach, give him an opportunity to learn, and then put him out there. And that's how you get to be in this business. And then you got to produce when you're in it. But you can see that he's really taking it very personally, that he wants to get better every day. And he's always looking for just somebody to tell him more each day. He comes in saying, what can I do better? How can I do it better? And that's the type of person you want to surround yourself with, let alone he's a Panther grad, and you can see how he feels about you and I.
Some fantastic role models for him. I think of Jeremiah Johnson, defensive coordinator, DJ Vokalek, assistant head coach, working that defensive side, and the rest of the defensive coaches just phenomenal. When you think of Bryce Pop at the defensive line spot, and Keelan doing a great job. Tell you what, it's pretty easy too when you get to talk about Omar Brown, Austin Evans. He was loving the interview that we had, but a good group in that secondary. Played well this past Saturday against Youngstown State.
They've been playing very well, and you measure, if you're not talking about corners, that's probably a good thing.
You know,
unless you're getting the intercepts, then you love to talk about them. But otherwise, it was the guy that he was covering that maybe got by him or something. But no, Keelan works with our corners every day. Keelan mentors our players every day academically. I mean, he's watching over their academics. He's not just a football coach with a whistle. He's the whole package, and he'll have his own time to be a great coach. And right now, he's really going through a learning curve. But he's really coming across with all A's. If you had to grade him, he's doing a great job for us.
For this Saturday against North Dakota State, how physical are his guys going to have to be to come up and assist this North Dakota State rushing attack?
Well, they better be physical, but they better be disciplined. Probably more disciplined than physical, because it goes hand in hand. And when you play a run game like this, is that they only throw the ball 10 times. So if they only threw the ball 10 times, think how many plays that corner's out there, you know, playing his game, and then all of a sudden the guy runs by him. And they've got a terrific receiver and a terrific quarterback. So, you know, you have to have your guard, and you got to have the discipline to stay focused and locked in and have the fortitude to do it for an hour, two 30-minute halves.
And to make sure the eyes don't get sucked into the backfield when you're out there on the edge. All right. Well, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff. You and I, North Dakota State. We'll have more coming up here with you and I head football coach Mark Farley as the Panthers head up to Fargo. Panther fans, the other place is a proud supporter of UNI. Enjoy a great atmosphere and watch your favorite college team and NFL game with NFL Sunday Ticket. And coach, I know earlier this week I ran into you and I showed you a really funny video of Spencer Brown in between plays. Looked like it was probably during a TV timeout. Making fun not making fun, but just pointing out to a defensive back, Desmond King, a former Hawkeye, how short he was compared to him. He is towering over everybody on that field.
I have laughed about that for so many times. I've had that sent to me. It had a million hits, and I was going to retweet it, but I didn't want somebody to think that was I was careful with it, but it was so much Spencer of having fun. Spencer loves playing football. Spencer loves being on the field, and not just to play and hit. He loves being around the guys, and whether it's the opponent or not. He did that when he was with us. When we were at Southern Utah, he did the same thing to a guy. But Spencer just has that personality, that quirkiness to him that really makes him who he is. But it's to me, those are the things that I remember. He's a great player, but man, he's got a personality too, and that was hilarious seeing that on YouTube.
I'm going to show you another picture from this weekend as well. There's another Houston Texan that you might recognize, David Johnson, and Spencer Brown swapped jerseys at the end of the football game and took a picture. To you and I, guys, man, proud of being you and I Panthers too.
Well, that's cool. And I tell you what, you know, I heard that he sent that to Stacia. You know, they sent that picture to Stacia, and Stacia works here with them every day academically. That means a lot to those people because they you know that to be remembered. that, hey, they were a part of their growing up and going through the process here to get them where they're at. So when those guys look back and they say the things they do and make the calls or the contacts back, it's very pleasing to know that they're giving back there, at least making sure they're
appreciating
and making sure they're showing their appreciation what they did, because they just didn't walk through here, whether it was Jed or Stacia or their position coach. A lot of people had a lot of time with them, and they're just two great men.
All right, if you guys have not seen that picture of Spencer Brown and David Johnson, I just retweeted it, Brad Wells TV. You can find that on Twitter as well. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back more with Coach Farley right after this. You're listening to Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley.
Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go is mealtime made easy. Just order delicious meals online for convenient curbside pickup or have it delivered. Want breakfast? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Need lunch? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Doing dinner? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Get pancakes, burgers, fried chicken, lasagna, Hai Chai Asian dishes, sushi, pizza, and more. If you're craving it, Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go has it with curbside pickup or delivery. Order today at Hy-Vee.com/mealtime.
You've trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
The Other Place is your number one pizza and sports destination when it comes to watching and cheering the Panthers on to victory. With locations throughout the Cedar Valley, we've got you covered. Since 1970, The Other Place has been a proud supporter of UNI Athletics. And during these crazy times, don't forget that the College Hill location delivers to your Panther party at home. Check out our hours and menus online at theotherplace.com. That's theotherplace.com.
Every day you use energy to power your life, to wake up, to stay connected.
Hi, this is John. Oh, hey.
To feed your loved ones.
Dinner!
You don't even have to think about it, because at MidAmerican Energy, we do. We work hard to bring you energy you can count on every day, because the most important thing we put our energy into is you. We're MidAmerican Energy, and we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
You know, there's a reason why Fox Ridge is the number one golf course for golf outings. We're a stroke ahead of the rest.
You know, you should have your event out at Fox Ridge just strictly for the fact that these guys are professional. They understand what it takes to make sure that an event goes on and goes well. The course is extremely well maintained.
Book your outing with Fox Ridge today. Enjoy our bent grass tees, low mow fairways, and smooth.
Stay ever loyal and be game day ready at the UNI Bookstore. We are the number one seller with the largest selection of Panther gear. We have something for everyone. The UNI Bookstore has everything you need, whether you're in the stands or at home cheering on the Panthers. From tailgating games to UNI sweatshirts, tees, and more, the UNI Bookstore is your one-stop shop for textbooks, Panther gear, and more. Visit us on the Hill in Cedar Falls or online at unibookstore.com. Go Panthers!
Get defensive, UNI fans. Monday nights during football season, Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub has a deal for you. Buy one brick oven pizza at regular price and get your second for a price determined by the UNI Panther football team. For each yard the UNI defense allows in Saturday's game, on Monday you pay 1 cent for your second pizza. So if UNI gives up 184 yards, your second pizza is only $1.84. Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub.
All
on the Panther Sports Network. This is Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley.
Panthers on fourth and one from the 41. Snap it back to Nate Murphy to punt it away. And Youngstown State lets it bounce inside the five. The Panthers down it inside the 1 yard line. Nate Murphy with special teams coming up big. Zach Kibbe is the Panther that downed it. And remember, in college football, so long as the football stays out of the end zone, it is down at the one.
Yeah, great job on coverage. And this is, you know, an important side and aspect of the football game. Sometimes people forget about special teams. This pins the Penguins back, and with a defense that has been in the backfield of their opponents.
Coach,
you
don't forget about special teams at all. That was one of many special teams plays. Two 44-yard field goals in the game for Matthew Cook. But Nate Murphy, a fantastic punt there in that first quarter to set Youngstown State up, back pinned in just outside of the end zone.
That was a big play at the time, because if you go back and look, it was our first drive. We got about to the 40-yard line, just shy of, and I was deciding whether to go for it on a fourth and one or fourth and two. I think it was fourth and two, or to punt it. And since it was the first series, you know, that probably could have went for it very easily, but I thought in the first series, and it was confidence in our punter and confidence in our defense that I thought, hey, we get a good punt, down it inside the five, defense three and out, we're going to get the ball back about in the same place and only lose about 3 minutes of the game, if that. So, and sure enough, it worked out to plan. Sometimes the plan works, and the plan came through because we pinned them on the inch line. They had the quarterback sneak it out. Three plays later, they punted to us, and we actually started 3 yards prior to what we had left off the field, and that was a drive for the first score.
Coach, looking at a game like what's coming up this Saturday, number 5, North Dakota State against number 12, UNI, seems like special teams sometimes, those plays can get amplified in a big game like this because, as you mentioned, it can flip field position, it can be a momentum swing. An emphasis in those big games on special teams, isn't there?
A huge emphasis. And you know, it doesn't matter. Every game's a big game. St. Thomas was a big game. And that's what I'm really trying to get across to our team, too. I mean, some games are more exciting because of the hype that they have into them. But every game's important. And whether it's St. Thomas, North Dakota State, Iowa State, or Sac State, you have to prepare the same way and put the time into it, whether it's special teams or offense or defense. And the special teams will win games for you in this league. I mean, I'm just sitting here reading this bio, this FCS program, and we've got 8 teams in the top 16. This is crazy. And when you look at that, there's a lot of games that are going to be won and lost by less than a field goal. So every field position change matters, every kick matters, and every opportunity to touch the football matters. So special teams is a part of that whole process.
North Dakota State, North Dakota, 16-10 was the final in that game, a top 10 battle a week ago. With the Bison getting the win, they had to go do it on the road, and another top 15 battle. What did you see from them in some of the game film against North Dakota? And I want to shift to talking you and I offense. What did you see out of their defense in that game film from last week when they played North Dakota?
Well, they kept them in check the whole day. I mean, their defense is a big reason they're successful, because they're very sound on defense and they play hard on defense. So there's very few holes out there. And right now, I believe they're ranked as a top 5 defense in the country. So if you look at them on paper, they're top 5 in offense, they're top 5 in defense, and they're top 5 in special teams. But there's a reason that they're good.
Talk about your offensive line performance against Youngstown State. That running game really got rolling. Dom Williams, 119 yards rushing, first 100-yard rusher of the season. And that running game really got rolling early and was effective.
Well, we're making progress, and we need to continue to make progress this week. But last week, you go back and look at it, our rushing game, because of our running backs, We've got a good complementary set of running backs that are really doing a good job of getting the extra yards. Our offensive line's doing very well and making some seams for them to hit. But the running backs are finding the seams and then creating more yards after contact. So they're doing a good job that way right now to create the yards, and Dom is a big part of that.
Coach, they're doing a good job in the passing game as well. You mentioned hitting seams when they have the football. They're hitting the seams in the passing game as well. Here's another play from the Panther Sports TV Network broadcast. You and I against Youngstown State.
And his elusiveness when he's gotten the football.
Theo Day straight back to pass. Throws, connects with Vance McShane. He's inside the 20, stays on his feet, and it's a touchdown. A 50-yard strike for you and I, and the Panthers score first.
And that's why I see multiple running backs from the Panthers, not because they don't have a running back. There's multiple ones that pose a threat. Vance McShane, the brother of Deion McShane, receiver for you and I, comes here as a transfer from NAIA. Had the talent, just wasn't able to get to the FCS Division I level right away.
Showing some Deion moves in that, catching the football, taking it into the end zone. Vance McShane with a touchdown out of the backfield. You've got some running backs, Coach, that can do an awful lot.
Oh, Vance is fun. Vance is fun to watch. And, you know, somebody gave me the stat. I didn't understand. I didn't know it until they told me. Was the first time he touched the football at UNI was at Sac State, and he scored a touchdown.
Yep.
First
yep.
time he touched the football in the Unidome, he scored a touchdown.
Yep.
And then the first time he got on the field in this game, he scored a touchdown.
That's crazy.
We should get him on the field more.
Can you get him on the field for the first play of the game? Maybe a kick return would be a good opportunity for him. But no, the running backs, Coach, so complimentary. You've got 3-4 guys that are getting a big bulk of the loads. They're sharing the load. Does it keep them fresh? Because, man, it seems like every single play those guys look fresh.
I think that's key. They definitely stay fresh. Everybody wants to be on the field every down. But when you have complementary backs, you have a better football team by being fresh. And now we have the capability of in the fourth quarter having fresh backs because of we're using multi-purpose wise. And I think Coach Austin has really done a great job of keeping that unit together because everybody wants to be the guy. But it's not like that with our running back group. They're really sharing the load, and they're excited when the other guy has success just as much when they do.
Atif Austin coaching the running backs, coaching the offensive line. You got Ryan Clanton, Brandon Keith, those two guys. Talk about that combination. Brandon Keith, a former offensive lineman himself from UNI, played in the NFL. Clanton, a big energy guy. I tell you what, they're bringing this offensive line together because they looked physical and bruising this past Saturday.
Oh, they did. They were doing a great job, but a lot has to do with what Ryan Clanton is doing in there. He's been here. This is his fourth season, and he's getting in a comfort zone right now. And then we brought Brandon Keith back to assist with Coach Clanton. And Brandon is a former NFL player, former player from here. And really is much like, a lot like Keelan, that wanted to give one of our guys an opportunity to grow in this business and to see if he wanted to get into this business. And he's such a great mentor and person that, you know, if he enjoys the X's and O's parts of it and the time you need to spend, you know, he can make a career out of this. And so we got them. And then, of course, Atif is back from years past. He was here early in his career. This was his first job.
Yep.
Left and had an opportunity to bring him back. And he's really matured and became a really nice coach. He's doing a super job. And then, of course, you got Joe Gance at the receiver core, and he's really filling that role and doing a nice job there.
All right, we got to take one more commercial break, and then we're going to come back and get a final preview of this North Dakota State football game. And I got one other question for Coach Farley that we will get to as well. Panther fans, I want to let you know that you don't want to miss Mondays at Mulligan's. You can get a second pizza for the price that your Panthers allow in yardage during Saturday's game. If the Panthers allow 300 yards, your second pizza is only $3. Available for dine-in only, and that is only at Mulligan's. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley.
Get your COVID-19 and flu vaccines at your local Hy-Vee pharmacy. It's easy, convenient, and there's no appointment necessary. And when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you get a 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver reward. That's right, get a 20-cent Fuel Saver reward when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, you can save time and even schedule an appointment in advance at Hy-Vee.com/my-pharmacy. Hy-Vee is here to help you stay healthy. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 and the flu at Hy-Vee today.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
The Other Place is your number one pizza and sports destination when it comes to watching and cheering the Panthers on to victory. With locations throughout the Cedar Valley, we've got you covered. Since 1970, The Other Place has been a proud supporter of UNI Athletics. And during these crazy times, don't forget that the College Hill location delivers to your Panther party at home. Check out our hours and menus online at theotherplace.com. That's theotherplace.com.
At MidAmerican Energy, being obsessively, relentlessly at your service means delivering reliable, affordable energy to you. And it also means marking underground utility lines before you break ground to keep you safe. Trimming trees to keep them away from electric lines so power is there when you need it. And it means working safely and quickly to power your home and business, no matter what the weather. Obsessively, relentlessly at your service. That's MidAmerican Energy.
You know, there's a reason why Fox Ridge is the number one golf course for golf outings. We're a stroke ahead of the rest.
You know, you should have your event out at Fox Ridge just strictly for the fact that these guys are professional. They understand what it takes to make sure that an event goes on and goes well. The course is extremely well maintained.
Book your outing with Fox Ridge today. Enjoy our bent grass tees, Lomo fairways, and smooth greens. Fox Ridge Golf Club in Dyke.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Stay ever loyal and be game day ready at the UNI Bookstore. We are the number one seller with the largest selection of Panther gear. We have something for everyone. The UNI Bookstore has everything you need, whether you're in the stands or at home cheering on the Panthers. From tailgating games to UNI sweatshirts, tees, and more, the UNI Bookstore is your one-stop shop for textbooks, Panther gear, and more. Visit us on the Hill in Cedar Falls or online at unibookstore.com. Go Panthers!
Get defensive, UNI fans. Monday nights during football season, Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub has a deal for you. Buy one brick oven pizza at regular price and get your second for a price determined by the UNI Panther football team. For each yard the UNI defense allows in Saturday's game, on Monday you pay 1 cent for your second pizza. So if UNI gives up 184 yards, your second pizza is only $1.84. Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub.
Touchdown run, the 30-yard touchdown run, the big reception for a touchdown from McShane. Here's another shot to the end zone. Isaiah Weston goes up and brings it down.
So we talked about it before. Sometimes you just have to take some chances, take some shots, and believe in your receivers, in your playmakers. That is one that when it's in the air, you know that Sean Watson, no. And now, yes. Isaiah Weston, that's double coverage right there. But he has the height, he puts it high, and there's a shot for your receiver to go and get it, and that's what happened there. A lot of
Isaiah Weston with a touchdown reception in the football game. Theo Day with a couple TD tosses, and the quarterback, Theo Day, looked like he made a nice step forward from that St. Thomas game, having the bye week, to that game against Youngstown State.
He did. He had an exceptional first half. We really came out of the gate and played well in that first half, and threw the football, ran the football. He did a nice job in the pocket. So, yeah, I was very pleased with his progress from week two to week three, or three to four, whatever it was.
One other thing, Coach, that happened before the game. Doug Goschke was the honorary captain ahead of that Youngstown State game on homecoming, the Panther win over the Penguins. And I know that was really special, having the practice field opened up that week for him to be able to go out and see it.
Well, we honored him because he gave a huge gift that was really a difference making gift for us, and he gifted our outdoor practice field. So we started that process back in October of last year, and it was finalized that we actually got to practice on it that particular week. But it was the first time that he had gotten back to come up here, so we wanted to thank him, and he was the honorary captain to went out and flip the coin for us for this initial football game, because he's an old football player. He knows the importance of that surface. He knows the importance of how student athletes feel with how they're treated, and the kind of resources and the people investing in them in like a field like that. So that's important to the players. He knew it, and he made an extremely generous gift, and we're very thankful.
All right, Coach. Well, I hear the music. We're out of time. Good luck. Go get them on Saturday, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, UNI football coach Mark Farley is 12th ranked. The UNI Panthers will take on 5th ranked North Dakota State at 1 o'clock. Catch it right here on 1540. And Gary Ryan will have pregame coverage starting at 12 noon Central Time. Thanks so much for joining us. This has been Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley, an exclusive presentation of Panther Sports Properties, the property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Northern Iowa. Coach Farley, I am Brad Wells. Good night, and go Panthers!
Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley has been presented by Bud Light. It's for the fans. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Mox Sports Network.